But I just don't remember how that went now. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
It's been quite a while since I was in the child's place.
Yeah. Okay, the house is supposed to have ghosts in it. You say the house is...
Haunted house. The old people say that's a haunted house.
Okay. You say you better put a sweater on. It's getting, chilly. It's getting...
Getting colder out.
Or it's getting, not very chilly, but it's getting...
Getting cool.
Okay.
Use the word cool.
Okay. You said, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd, stay here, but
I'd rather stay here.
Okay. So if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours for quite some time, and you saw him, you might say, oh, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, I'm awfully glad to see you. Okay. How in the world have you been getting along is an expression.
Yeah.
That's used quite a bit by quite a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay, say someone owned roughly 500 acres of land. You'd say that that was a what of land?
Well, if man owned that, they'd say he's got a bunch of land, a lot of land.
Would you use a good deal or right smart?
Yeah, a good deal. He's got a good deal of land. Oh, you got a right smart land, something like that.
What does that word right smart mean?
Just a substitute for quite a bit of anything, you might say.
We talk about someone having a right smart of money?
Yeah. Now that's more than the average neighbor would have, you might say.
Okay, what about right smart of pain?
Pain.
Say you were in a lot of pain. You say you had a right smart
opinion. Yeah, people say they're having a right smart opinion. And that, I figured that out, that it's just a way of saying that the party's in quite a bit of pain. And it just says a right smart opinion.
Would you ever talk about, say someone had about 14, 15 children, would you say that's a right smart children?
Yeah, that's a right smart children, or that's a house full of children.
Yeah. Does that sound, is that a serious expression then, when you're saying right smart children?
Yeah. Going back to that, on my wife's father's side of her house, there was 18 children in that family.
Gosh.
Right down here on this 4180 north, about 12 miles out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And that old man Moore. They tell me there was 18 children in that. They all didn't live to be grown.
Yeah.
But there was 12, 15 of them lived to be grown.
Mm.
And I always figured that was just raising a young army. That's all. that's too many.
Yeah. Okay, you said it wasn't just a little cold this morning.
It was really cold, or it was real chilly.
Okay. Or you say, say if your mother cooked something that you liked a lot, you might say, that was...
delicious.
Or that was what good?
That was awfully good, or that hit the spot or something.
Okay.
Some kind of expression like that.
Okay. Someone said something that you kind of resented. You might say,
Well, you said something and you resented, I'd figure you'd say, well, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like what you had to say.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's another way of letting me know that you resented what he'd said to you, you see. That I don't like that.
Okay.
Don't like what you say.
Okay,